Welcome to Pert 5 of Scotland's ain kingly hooses. In this pert, we hear about the Hoose of Cane Mór between the years 1093 and 1153. Donal the Third, Bane, 1093 to 1097. Born about 1033, Donal Bane was the son of Duncan the First and Sibylla Bjornsdóttir. His byname of Bane springs from the Gaelic meaning white. As the brother of King Mockum and the oldest male of the family, Donal took the kingship under the custom of Tanistry as soon as he kent his brother was dead. To mak good his claim, Donal sieged Embra Castle, where Queen Margaret had died, and it is said her corpse had to be smuggled out for burial at Dunfordline. Donal was often regarded as a gay inward-looking king, gone by what two or three Southron chronicles had to say, but he didn't want any Normans or others putting their nebs into his kinrick. But the Normans wouldn't leave Scotland alone. In May 1094, his nevy Duncan, reared in the ways of Norman Nechtheid, was sent up for England with an army on the grounds that Duncan was the eldest son of King Mockum. Gone by Duncan, and gone by the Norman way of thinking, it was the eldest son that was the apparent heir, nae matter with his age. They cried this kind of kingship primogeniture. King Donal was at first defeat and had to gie backs, but in November 1094, Donal and another nevy cried Edmund, focht for the kingship yins mair. For near on 3 years, uncle and nevy ruled Scotland together, until they got dung doon by another nevy, Edgar, in October 1097. Donal was taken prisoner and ended his days blinded and libbit. Nae king hocht and hurt it in sic a way he could rule. He died in 1099 at Roscobe in Angus, and was the hindmost king of Scots buried on Iona. Duncan II, 1094. Born about 1060, Duncan was the son of Mockum III in Ingibjorg. He was married on Ethelreda of Dunbar about 1090, daughter of Cospatrick, Earl of Northumberland. For the price of a Norman army, Duncan became the man of Wealham of England, a fact that the Scots nobles couldn't thole. Duncan's life wasn't worth a doken, yince he sent the Normans out of the kinrick. A kern nobles, heeded by the Mormor of the Mearns, killed Duncan at Mundines by Modern Steenhive on 12th November 1094, and broke Donal Bane back to poor. Gin folk minds of Duncan of Awe, it was the first King of Scots to gie out a rotten charter, this yin being to the monks at Durham in 1094. Edgar the Lown, 1097 to 1107. Born about 1075, Edgar was the son of Mockum III and Saint Margaret. Ding dang, like his older half brother, Edgar had a lend of Norman soldiers after King of England and became his man. Donal Bane, as said afore, was to fate and gie in the jail. Because the Norman kings of England had gien soldiers to claimants to clocht the kingship of Scotland, they regarded the Scots kings as owe them homage. Who this was to work in practice, and whether or no it was just between kings for the time, or own gone for the hail kinrick, wasn't clear, and would lead to miskens and fouts for the following 200 years. In the last, in 1098, Edgar came up again King Manus Barry's in Norawa. The Waster Isles and Perts of Argyll had fell to the Norse lang syne, and there wasn't muckle Edgar could do about this without making a stooshie. Rather nor fecht, Edgar had to agree that the Waster Isles belonged the Croon of Norawa. King Edgar died unmarried on the 8th of January 1107 at Embra Castle. It seems he was kent as the Lown, because he was easy ozy and wanted nae trouble. Alisander the First, the Fierce, 1107 to 1124. Born about 1077, Alisander was the niece son of Mockum III and Saint Margaret. He was married on Sibylla, daughter of Henry I of England be his fancy wife, Sibylla Corbett. Under both Edgar and Alessandra I, the kings of Scots had good neighbourhead with the kings of England. In fact, their sister Maud was the wife of Henry I, and say, Queen of England. And their other brother, Dovet, was one of the foremost barons of England, hoarding many estates. Alessandra started to big castles in the Norman way, and to grant out lands to La Puckle, Norman, Ingalls, and other folk that was for settling down in Scotland and bringing new skills. Still in awe, he had to call Canny on England's mocht, and his brother Dovet's cheapen at Hendry's lug. In 1113, it seems that Dovet even threatened his brother Alessandra with his Norman friends, and was gained the rule over what is now the South of Scotland. The following year, in 1114, Alessandra served in the army of Henry of England that lichted on Gwynedd in Wales, abling to win back Henry's favour. Where it is said Alessandra broached about peace between King Griffith and King Henry. But Alessandra whiles ettled at policy free of England. The Archbishops of Canterbury and York both claimed that the Bishops of Scotland was owe them allegiance, but Alessandra stood again their claims. He had hopes of having the Kirk in Scotland recognised as free stonin by the papacy, and broke the Augustinian order to Scone about 1115. One of their monks, Robert, was made Bishop of St Andrews by Alessandra in 1124. The king earned for himself the byname of the Fiercy when he put down a rising in Murray by the offspring of the family of King Ollach Fool. It could be rightly said that neither Alessandra or his brother Edgar was Gaelic or Old Angles in culture alone, but straddled the baith. Alessandra died on the 23rd of April 1124 at Stirling Castle and was buried at Dunfermline. His wife, Queen Sibylla, had died on the 12th of July 1122 at Loch Tay. Dovet I, the Saunt, 1124 to 1153. Born about 1080, Dovet I was the youngest son of Malcolm III and Saunt Margaret. Dovet was in Scotland till about 1097, and syne gaed till England. His sister Maud was married on the King of England in 1100, and by 1103, Dovet was at the court of England as a charter witness, styled Brother of the Queen. It was here that Dovet doubtless learnt French, became a knight in the Norman fashion, and made many Norman, Breton and Flemish friends. He was married about 1114 on Maud of Huntingdon, daughter of Waltheof Earl of Huntingdon in Northampton, and Judith, daughter of Count Lambert of Lens. By this marriage, he had a strong claim to Northumberland. Because Dovet had bade maistly among the Normans, he seemed Frenchified to Brittonic, Gaelic and Lothian chiels by the time he followed his brother on the throne in 1124. He was made king at Scone, maist likely in May of the own year, and it is said that he didna think muckle of the actual king-making for its want of religious rites. A chiel, William Duncanson, son of Dovet's elder half-brother, King Duncan, had a better claim to be king, but he did deal a hate about this claim. Another nevy, Malcolm Sanderson, the natural son of King Alessandra, led a rising again Dovet in 1124, but it was sharply put down. Dovet was maist at hame in his lands in what is now the South of Scotland, in Lothian and the Borders, and in the far north of England, but he sought to big up his say in the other erts, where his family maybe wasna as strang. The maist kenspeckle erts was Murray and Caithness to the north, and Galloway and the Firth of Clyde to the west. Though the King of Scots was the most important of the rulers in the north of the British Isles, there were a handful of small kings yet. One of their men was cried Fergus, the Ree or King of Galloway. Dovet broached two or three of his Norman friends to the region, such as Robert de Bruce, for the 1120s onwards. In the west, Somerled was the Ree of Argyll and had his inn on the Firth of Clyde. Here, Dovet broached in folk he could lippen on, Hugh of Morville and Walter Ollinson, and gave them lands in North Ayrshire and Renfrew. In the far north, there were a feud going on between the kindreds of Orkney and Caithness that wasn't the only good for Dovet's ideas of sicker rule to the sooth. It suited him braw when his ain Earl of Athol got his son, Harold, accepted as one of the Earls of Orkney in 1139, drawing Caithness and Sutherland awaff in Orowa and towards Scotland. Who and ever, in 1151, King Eystein of Norowa turned up with a fleet, clocht Harold at Thurza, gart him swear allegiance to Norowa, and syne sailt doon and brunt the toon at Aberdeen. Aiblins, though, it was Murray that fashed King Dovet the maist. It was for Thonert that claims again his croon cam. In 1130, Malcolm Sanderson, together with Innes Rhea Murray, a grandson of King Olach, led a rising again Dovet. Their army got the length of Strachathra by Brechin and Angus, before it was defeated with Dovet's constable, Edward Sivardson, and Innes' cell killed along with mony of his foliars. Malcolm Sanderson got a war, but was lifted and gained the jail for life in 1134. In the 3 years after 1134, Dovet's men defeat the men of Murray, and the king started taking lands and gaining them to the kirk. His nephew, Willem Duncanson, was gained lordship over Murray, but when Willem died about 1147, Dovet broached Murray under his own direct rule. It was new that he broached in a puckle Norman and Flemish knichts to the new castles at Aldern, Elgin and Forres, and burgesses to his new toons. Yin of the Rootlands, Freskin the Fleeman, was gained the lands of Duffus north of Elgin. Syne, his family took the name of Murray. The king found it a wheen boroughs where tradesmen could sell their wares and carry on all kinds of hondling, sae lang as they paid the king taxes on goods bocht and selt. Among the new boroughs of King Dovet's was Aberdeen, Berwick, Elgin, Embra, Perth and Roxburgh. Deed, it was Roxburgh that was forben with the king, and he was often fun hodding his court there awa'. For by the boroughs, Dovet was the first Scots king to outgie his ain coinage, the siller penny, starting in 1136. He had a curran mint steeded in toons sick as Aberdeen, Berwick, Embra and Perth, and gied his coins a Scots design after 1141. Dovet was the patron of mony new religious houses braid Scotland, sick as Holyrood and Melrose. In 1136, for instance, he and his hale court, bringing Gaelic, Lothian and Norman lords together, attended the founding of the new Heath Kirk at Glasgow. In 1135, while the Ingalls had a civil war going on, Dovet put forward his claims to Cumberland, Northumberland, and invade it. His idea was to conquest the north of England for his son, Prince Hendry. Mony castles and houses of strength was siege it. In 1138, Dovet licht it on England, while the King of England licht it on Lothian, and baith brunt the other's lands. Willem Duncanson blutter an Ingalls army at Clitheroe in the June, but on the 22nd of August, King Dovet was defeated at Cowton Muir in Yorkshire, in a fecht the Ingalls cried the Stondart. It seems that Dovet's army was torn between the Gaelic lords under Malise Earl of Strathairn and the Norman lords and knichts that had gay different ways of making weir. The men of Galloway at the head of the Scots army bringed ram's stam at the Ingalls army, but was broken in turn by the Norman knichts and their archers. This afcome put the Scots army in a swither, and Dovet and his men had to gie backs. Who and ever, the Scots army sat down over the winter and held maist to the north of England. In April 1139, Dovet came awa with a rare treaty, making his son Prince Hendry, Earl of Northumberland and Lord of Cumberland. This meant that for the dowp end of the 1130s until 1157, Dovet, Prince Hendry and Hendry's son Malcolm had the lordship and maist of the lands from Sutherland to Yorkshire into their hands. Dovet's earls at hay in the kirk in Scotland, recognised by the Pape as free stonin, loused for the claims of Canterbury or York, fell through. But he left Scotland strang, free, a new part of the European market. He died on the 29th of May, 1153, at Carroll Castle in Cumberland, and was buried at the Abbey of Dunfermline. He was about 73 years old. His wife Maud had died about 1130 and was buried at Scone. Dovet found it, or dedicated it again, Monny Kirk's, and for this reason was kent since sign as the Saunt. Prince Henry, Earl of Northumberland. Born about 1115, Henry was the eighth son of Dovet the First and Maud of Huntingdon. He was married in 1139 on Ada of Warwin, daughter of William of Warwin, Earl of Surrey in England, and Isabel Crepy, daughter of Hugh, Count of Vermandois. Though he was never king in his ain recht, Henry was Rex Designatus, meaning the king that's to come, and clearly associated with his father Dovet in the rule of Scotland. The idea that a son followed a father as king was now starting to become accepted in Scotland, though twa three chiels yet had other thoughts on the matter. Henry was ruler over Northumberland and Cumberland in his ain richt forby, taking eighths of allegiance for all the barons and the lave in the north of England. Like his father, Henry was Frenchified in culture and lead. He died on the 12th of June, 1152, either at the Newcastle or Roxburgh, and was buried at the Abbey of Kelsey in the Borders. His death afore his father meant that the new King of Scots, his son Mockum, would most likely be a laddie, given that King Dovet was now an old man.